everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. When we trust Him, we do ourselves a favor. God has everything that we need. He has our backs. He's blessing us. The phrase, he's got our back, that means that he's watching over us to bless us. Even from positions we can't see. He can protect us where we can't look. And remember, the Lord our God can see all around us. He can see what's way miles down the road. He knows where we're going. He knows where we're headed. He knows our plans, and He knows the plans of others. And He can even see through time. Sometimes the Lord bless you by helping you not meet certain people. And He interrupt people that will do you harm. Did you know sometimes people that are out there that have a mind to rob you or do you harm, they'll see a big tall man standing beside you and they won't bother you. They'll see angels and not know it. Because God's got our back. When we trust Him, we can take Him at His word. And the Lord told me that has happened to me. I didn't know it. He protects us from danger seen and unseen. And I know a lot of dangers that I was delivered from that I did see. Not to mention the ones that I never saw. So the Lord can, He'll help us stand. He have told me about plots that the enemy had against me. And I rebuked them and they couldn't work. Satan is just like smoke. He's like a vacuum. He has no power. All his power is tied to his ability to deceive. That's it. He uses the authority of those of the deceived. He uses the riches and the finances of the deceived and the rebellious. And they're not perfect in the way that they deliver to him. But he hijacked them, and then he hijacked their money. And their power and their strength and their wit, whatever we have. He's got to seduce somebody into believing his lie in order to use them for his own gain. But if we love God, we can go forward. We can take the Lord at His word. We can stand on His word, and the Lord has our back. And I thank the Lord for that. Now the Lord loves us. And it's no big secret. He loves us dearly. But when we seek Him, and when we seek Him to know Him, then He's big in our eyes. We know that He loves us, and we can see Him for who He is in our eyes. And our problems become smaller, as we consider the love of God towards us. And the more we love, the more we live. And that's the strength of our lives. Now, the Lord is coming soon. His return is soon and immediate, imminent. And He's going to bless us in every way there is, as much as possible. And it's important that the world know that God is with us. These are the last days, and what they see us do, it can determine whether they live or die. A lot of people, many have heard of Jesus and have not made Him Lord of their lives, and they have not made Him Savior. And some have, they asked Him to be their Savior, but then they love the world, and it neutralizes their faith and salvation. Because you can't go back and break the laws that you were once delivered from. But to fall in love with God, that's the strength of our lives. And it's a comfort to know that I can trust His word, and I can trust Him and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, which is perfect wisdom. When I trust it, I do better. And like I always say on these broadcasts, So with the return of the Lord in mind, let us go forward doing all that's in his heart. Whatever he reveals, that's going to make the difference. We're not alone. He's right there. He's right here with us to help us out. And I thank the Lord for that. Now, as we serve the Lord, as we go forward doing his word, loving his people like he loves us, we're representing that kind of love, the God kind of love to others. Then it's easy to walk in faith. It's easy to believe that God loves you and he's given you true and precious promises when you're loving others and forgiving others and being a blessing to others. Staying out of strife with others is a blessing all by itself, because envy and strife leads to every evil work. But when we follow God, we enjoy the process of life. And never underestimate what you release in the spirit. When you act on God's order, it's a blessing to you, because you're going to be rewarded for working in a greater plan that you can't see. Every time a minister or a pastor or an evangelist preach the word of God or do what God gave them to do, things are happening. They can't see the people who receive God's word, what happens. We preach the word, and everybody that has a humble heart to God, when they hear the word, they're supplied with what they need to fight with. Now, we can't see them receive, but God can. I've had times where I obeyed the Lord and spoke the word he gave, and then when I leave and I'm headed home or at home, the Lord will say, "Well, you did it." I said, "Did what?" He said, you did it." And then when he explained it, I obeyed him. I did what he gave me to do. And he let me know that a process has started in people, and they're learning from what he gave me to do. And I feel happy, because I know that I was part of something that's working. And I couldn't tell who was listening and who weren't, who was not, but God can. So that motivated me, that every time he'd give me something to do, then it's working. And he don't go around telling me all the wonderful, you know, how people are hearing all the time, but he tell me that from time to time, and it's very encouraging. Our work in the ministry, I'll put it this way, the Lord needs more submarine captains. A submarine is on a vessel where he can't see. He depends on what he hears. And they go all over the ocean in a boat without windows. And they come up and look through a periscope. And they go back down and they go forward, and it works. Any objects, it'll ping, the sound will return, and they'll know how to dodge obstacles underneath the ocean. And they're good at it. But they can't see where they're going. They depend on their ears. They're driving blind. And they don't care, because they're good at what they do. And they know what they're doing. And they trust what they hear. Now, if the Lord can tell us what to do, he's navigating us. And I'm telling you, it's a blessing to be navigated by the Holy Spirit. Never lose faith in what God has you to do. And never underestimate what you release in the Spirit. I see so many ministers and pastors discouraged because they can't tell. You can't see people grow. Our children, the specifications of a child is never the same. Now, I got that off Star Trek. That was information that Data gave one time in the movie. But it's right. They're always growing. From the time they're born till they're an adult, their specifications are never the same. But they grow so slow, we can't tell. Every year, they're growing. Sometimes they have growth spurts. In one season, they get out of school one height and go back to school a few inches taller. They're always growing. Right before our eyes, and we can't see it happen. Next thing you know, they want to drive your car. Well, people are in the spirit, they're the same way. They go to church, they listen to the word, they learn things, and they go home. And they look the same from the time that they first got there. And one day, if they ever start speaking or do their first message or share a testimony, you can see the growth then. You can tell by how they talk and how they govern their lives and the decisions they make. When people start making good decisions, that's your evidence. When you see young people getting married, that's your evidence. It takes a lot of, only mature people get married. It takes a mature-minded person to have a mind to get married. Because you have to dedicate your life to somebody else. You have to find a place to live. It's a lot of mature things you have to do if you're going to get married. You have to get things in order. And some people don't always act mature. But to endeavor to get married in the first place is a great sign of maturity. And other things as well. Some people finish college. That takes a lot of dedication to do something like that. And it takes a lot of strength. And I see people going to college, and in the back of my mind, I say, I hope they know what they really want to do. Because sometimes people get halfway and then they'll change course. But if you do what's in your heart, not somebody else's heart, but if you do what's in your heart, it's going to turn out right. And if you're wise in your career choice, you'll choose something that will work. Something that's also in your heart. And it makes a lot of difference in how you finish. Because the dedication that success requires, if it's not in your heart, it's going to be very difficult. And you'll do it, it'll be a labor to you. But when it's something you enjoy, it's not a labor. When I went to tech school to learn mechanics, auto mechanics, I enjoyed every minute of it. You know, there were times I might get sleepy, but I did enjoy the class, and I loved knowing the operations of how a car works. It was fun to me. Everybody's not as fortunate to take a career that's fun to them, but it was actually fun to me to learn it. And now, I'm blessed by it. I have a skill that'll last me a lifetime. And God loves us. And He wants the best for us. But you can't see how people grow only by what they do. You can't see the word form in their hearts. Now, I wrote a book called The Cost of Freedom, and at the back of the book, there's a play, and I never got it separated. But it's still on my old website, livingletterministries.com. It's on my first website. It's on the Living Letters page. And the book, The Cost of Freedom, has a play called Free Freedom in the back. And this play was what I learned to destroy lust and temptation. And the way the Lord had me to write it was in the it was a play. So the actors would talk about when, you know, they wanted to, this guy wanted to be free from temptation. And to show the audience a representation of how the word works on you, in our hearts, the spotlight workers would shine a light on his chest representing the word of God that he's received in his heart. And I think it was a blue light would shine when he received the word. The word would charge his heart. And then if he felt tempted, the light would start turning yellow. If he was very weak, it would be like an orange color. If he got so low he was capable of sinning, it would turn red. And if he decided to sin, it would turn black. You know, they shine a black light on it. But if somebody said something immediate that charged his heart, when he was in a weakened condition, and he heard the word, it would charge his heart, and the light, his strength would come back, and the light on his chest would turn blue. If he started being tempted, it'll start turning yellow. You know, the Lord used this, the spotlights, to represent how the word charges our heart. And this, you know, if I got the colors wrong, it's still in the book. You can read it. It's on Living Letters. The Living Letter Ministries, livingletterministries.com. It's on the Living Letters page. And it's at the end of the book, The Cost of Freedom. You won't find free freedom on the, but it's at, you have to click on the book and scroll the pages all the way up till you get to the back. And at the back of the book is called Free Freedom. And it's not very long, so it's good reading because it came from the Holy Spirit. But it shows how the word charges our heart and give us strength against temptation. And there's no limit to how much word you can receive and how strong you can become, to the point that you can drive the sins of this world out of your life. All the temptation and all the problems that come along with it, you can drive it right out of your life. On purpose, with intent and dedication. Now, the Lord loves us, and his word works. So as you be encouraged as you go forward doing God's will, because people are hearing the word of God, and they're growing stronger and stronger. And then they take the message that you preach to others, even if they don't tell them. The way that they live, the mannerisms of how they carry themselves, it all works together to help people grow. People are learning how to love, and they're loving others, and people are getting saved because of it. What the Lord can do over time with a person that's in a mode of growing, it becomes astronomical. Because every time a person gets saved, they're not the only one affected. Their whole family is blessed by their decision to be saved and live saved. Many blessings have come to people because they got saved and they stayed saved and they live the life of Christ. And deception only takes root when there's no light. Religious deception, worldly deception, the deception of sin, it all bows down to the light. People can quote all the scriptures they want in the wrong way and misinterpret it at the Bible colleges, seminaries, and sometimes churches. But the light lives forever. Nobody can forget the light. You know, one of the youth, at a youth camp, a miracle happened. And this miracle happened. Somebody's leg grew longer, the correct length. And it was just, it was a miracle last year at the youth camp. And they saw somebody's, one of the kids' legs grow to the proper length. Right before their eyes. And God blessed them. That's something they'll never forget. And the people who had the miracle happen for them, they came from a denominational church. And sometimes denominational churches, they don't teach healing. But they were healed. And they'll never forget it. Now let's say that they didn't totally believe in healing. Well, now they will. This is a miracle that they'll see forever. As long as that person lives, they'll never forget it. If I ever see somebody's leg, one leg shorter than the other, and it grows to the proper length, that's not something I will forget. But these are the kind of things that happen when people minister God's word in spirit and in truth. The wonderful things that happen over time, people will be doing the same things Jesus did. Healing the sick, the blind will see, the deaf will hear. Those that had cancer, the cancer's gone. As we go forward in the Lord, we're gonna see the greater blessings happen and unfold. But never underestimate what you do and what you release in the spirit. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.